On today's show, we're going to tell you what a creed is and how it helped one of my tweets reach a million people.
This is 15 Minute Music Marketing. Cue the title sequence.
Welcome to 15 Minute Music Marketing, the show for independent artists and DIY musicians who want to get better at marketing their music.
Hi, I'm Greg.
Hello, I'm Sheldon, and this is 15 Minute Music Marketing, the show for musicians who want to market their music, but they're very time poor.
Is this the new slogan? Time poor musicians.
I'll come up with a new slogan for each and every episode. Greg, I've recently had a tweet.
I know about this tweet going viral, but didn't you actually say not that long ago regarding Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter that you were not that bothered about Twitter and weren't asked if you never used it again? So this is quite a turnaround from previous comments you've said. So please explain.
Far be it from me to slag off a platform that just let me reach a million people. Can you imagine it, Greg? 4,000 likes, 1,000 retweets. You're probably wondering, how did all this occur? How did this come to pass? Well, it all starts as a musical artist by me and myself, by having a creed. Now, let's talk about that, Greg, and how I came to create that tweet.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Sheldon, the only creed I know is Assassin's Creed, so you really are going to have to explain this to me, because I can't be the only person that this is a whole new terminology.
OK, so what is a creed, you're asking?
Yes, that is what I'm asking.
I'll probably rob this from Wikipedia or some other definition sites. Here we go. A creed is a set of beliefs or aims which guide someone's actions. It's a statement of the shared beliefs of a community, which summarises its core principles. This is what we believe, and this is why we do the things that we do. So, OK, that's fair enough. But on a lot of things like sort of TV talent shows and other places, you'll hear the term, oh, you need to discover who you are as an artist, Greg.
Those good old ambiguous phrases.
So what exactly does that mean, either as you, if you're an individual musician or you're part of a collective group of musicians, what you have to do is you have to have a series of beliefs and aims which, in some respects, guide everything you do. It will guide your public persona. It will, to a certain degree, guide the music that you create, and quite importantly, guide the things that you post about on social media.
Okay, so what is your creed, Sheldon?
I'll give you a couple of examples first, and maybe my creed, in some respects, aligns with the second example.
Okay.
So in order to create a creed, get a blank Word or Google document, and it's basically headed something on the lines of, this is who I am, this is what I believe, and basically you're going to let people know everything about you, and you will use it to help refine what you do. So here's one example. I'm an acoustic singer-songwriter. I write music which will connect with people on an emotional level. These are the things that are important in life: family, personal relationships, being kind to people, green issues such as the environment. I like meat-free cooking, Mexican food, living an ecological and eco-friendly lifestyle. I like listening to Radio 4, which is a speech radio for our American listeners. I like art house cinema. I like the film studio A24, perhaps. I respect other people's opinion, and I hate oppression.
It's very wholesome stuff.
That's a very wholesome imaginary person's creed there. As another example, I'll use a slightly more aggressive voice here. We are a heavy rock band. Excuse me. We're into very aggressive. I'll have a sip of me drink. We're into raising hell, heavy drinking, beer. We're into sports, football.
Tea.
We like tea. We like action films such as John Wick. We love the heavy rock scene and going to heavy rock shows. We like WWE. We love the country that we're from. We like barbecues. I don't know, but they like meat. they're meat eaters. So those are, you know, two differing creeds from maybe two differing sets.
Would you say that this
artists.
Is kind of like an ideology?
Very, very much so.
Okay.
So, you know, so again, this is what we believe. So by sometimes just physically writing this down will help you. Again, if you've got a practice room, you can put it on the whiteboard in your practice room. So yep. You're physically looking at it all the time.
As a constant reminder as who you are and what you stand for.
As an artist.
So, hang on. I'm just looking at this. Okay, so if that's your creed yep. and those are your beliefs, how do you actually put it into action, Sheldon?
So, I would say is when you are writing songs and, you know, you sat down in the rehearsal room or with a pen or with a guitar or whatever, I would say do the topics of your song align with that creed? Are you focusing on the themes that you've actually sort of written down? More importantly, when you're posting on social media as you go about your daily life, you can use that creed as a filter. So if you're that hard living rock band and you happen to go into a nice restaurant and you have a bit of a quinoa salad, then it's like, don't post that on Instagram. But you know, if you're out at 3 a.m. with your mates and you're all on the lash having a bevy or 10, then that's as in, okay, yeah, this aligns with my creed. This is posted out. So
I did see actually a parody of, it was like a metal band's hotline, and this guy rang up the metal band's hotline and said, he was like, I've been asked to go to an Ed Sheeran concert. What should I do? And the guy started typing it into the computer and it was like, immediately summon Satan. Which I thought was quite funny, but yes.
So you know, you are curating what you post on social media. But like I say, you're using that creed as a filter, perhaps. So it's a constant reminder, and it helps refine your social media output, your song output.
So does this explain why,
in political terms, it's almost like sending out the right messages and telling people, you know, who you are.
So if you are maintaining this kind of idea or ideology and this character, does this explain why Liam Gallagher just behaves like an arse? Because he can't actually change that, and that's, you know, that's what he's known for. So there go. That's what how he has to behave.
It probably comes...
Even though I'm sure he's a really lovely guy.
I know for a fact he's a very lovely guy. I'll tell you why after recording this podcast.
How do you know, this?
So that probably comes naturally to him. But a lot of people say, well, I don't know what to post on social media. But, you know, you can use this ideology, this creed, as your sort of guiding light. And also, as well, in terms of creating content that's around your music. So if you're that person who likes art house films, you could as a side thing, you could review those art films on TikTok. You could set up your own sort of podcast around those things, which in some respects dovetails nicely into the actual reason why we're doing this particular episode about my viral tweet.
So, come on, Sheldon, how did you create a viral tweet? Was it was it intentional?
I didn't post it with the intention of knowing it was going to go viral. But I was out and about and I passed a bar that had an event which was a bottomless crisp party. Now, crisps for our American friends.
Chips.
And it's a novelty night where people can eat as many crisps as they want at this drinking establishment. And it was novel. In some respects, a remarkable event. It's one of those things that if people see it online...
remarkable event.
It would cause people to make a remark.
To me, it just seems like the diet version of Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas, but...
So I took a photo of this, a poster for this event outside this establishment, posted it on Twitter. Now, in terms of eating crisps, this is something that my band really likes and constantly goes on about, and we've even created content around it. We had a series of YouTube reviewing crisps from near
of the corn variety.
So this is something that really resonates with our audience. So the idea is that as you pick up social media followers, they're not fair weather fans. They are people who have bought into the creed and have a set of similar shared values. So me posting that really resonated with my audience. So what they did, they engaged with that tweet, they retweeted it. Some of my famous followers who rarely ever engage with me, a couple of national radio DJs, they retweeted it. It reached as far as Nigella Lawson. She liked the tweet.
The irony of Nigella Lawson in that content.
So, yes, it was a remarkable event and it caused people to make a remark. But it's because I have accumulated this fans who all share these same values. And because I have this strong creed, this strong ideology built around my band's music. So it's that initial factor, which was a multiplying factor to cause the tweet to go viral, because it directly engaged upon and touched upon our creed, and that's what set it alight. Greg, it got on TV news in the region. It was covered as an item on This Morning on national TV.
So the question I have to ask is,
yes,
did you actually hear anything from the actual premises,
yes,
that you tweeted about? Because I'm guessing here you gave them quite a lot of publicity.
They've said when we're next in the area, lunch is on them. So we can have a free meal.
Wow.
They were even interviewed by Irish Radio as well. All from a single sort of tweet.
So if you help the shop...
Yes.
But this Twitter is just yours, isn't it? It's not the band's one.
It was the band.
Okay, right. Okay. So to kind of wrap this up to something. So this is how you created a viral tweet. You've explained what the tweet was about. How did it have any positive effect in terms of not monetary, but for the band? Is there anything tangible from it other than it was a bit of a laugh and it raised our profile?
All these things that are hard to say. We certainly had a modest spike in terms of follower numbers. But for me, the best thing was it engaged our core fan base. And, you know, we were seen by people. And again, what I tend to find is that if I have anything go viral on any sort of platform, than people who maybe have heard of us, maybe haven't heard of us, or engaged with us for a while. It's like, oh, you pop up in their feed, and it's a nice sort of continual reminder. And the thing about these things, the benefits aren't always necessarily immediate, but you know, we popped up again in people's feed, which is maybe planting a seed for something in the future.
So I guess ultimately the promotion that you gained from this cost you nothing other than just an observation and putting that observation into a brief text.
Yes, it was just nice. But again, it all started with that creed. So if you don't have a creed, get a piece of paper, Google Doc, a Word document, get a couple of headings. This is who I am. This is what I believe. Fill it out. Consult with your bandmates if you're in a band. Get that ideology formulated and use that as your core principles, your core operating standard operating procedures for everything you do.
So there you go. That is today's 15-minute music marketing. We've learned all about creeds and how it can take you to national television and radio and become a talking point for a lot of people, I guess.
And Nigella Lawson.
And Nigella Lawson, which I still think is a funny name for a fella. Anyway, this has been 15-Minute Music Marketing, and thank you for watching.
See you on the next episode.
See you on the next one.
Ta-da.